Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Have you ever felt like God placed a special calling on your life? Has your heart ever been tugged and pulled in a certain direction to such a point where you realize it's the Holy Spirit leading you? Have you ever noticed that you're particularly sensitive when it comes to discerning that which is from the devil and that which is from God? Today I want to discuss a few major dangers to people who have been called and chosen by God. The first dangerous area for a believer who's been called by God is found in this place that we call being comfortable. We love comfort, whether you're a Christian or not, whether you're a pastor or an atheist, whether you're a rock star or a janitor. We all love to be comfortable. It's natural. It's human. But the danger in being comfortable, or rather too comfortable, is that we get complacent so easily. So easily. In this world, in your everyday life, including in your career, being comfortable can very quickly lead you to be in the same box as being lazy. Because if there's no fire in your belly to work hard for something, if you're not focused and working towards something, this will lead to less success, less money, less skill, less recognition. But in your Christian walk, being comfortable leads to being lukewarm. We have to consciously choose to live with a fire in our heart for the Lord and know that everything we do is about Jesus. Everything we do is for Jesus. We must make sure that everything we do is unto Jesus. Everything we do is to better our relationship with the Lord. It's to give Him glory and praise. Now, it won't always be comfortable to do this. There'll be times where it means you have to sacrifice. There'll be times when you'll have to humble yourself. There'll be times that you'll have to serve. And if you're in a comfortable place, you'll be unable to do any of this. But if you have that fire in your belly, that fire in your heart for God, then your attitude will be the one that says, "Lord, wherever you lead me, I will follow." So remember, it's a dangerous thing to be too comfortable as a child of God. It's not to say you can't be comfortable, but rather don't let your comfort mean that working for God, serving God, becomes an inconvenience. It should be a privilege to serve in the kingdom of God. And being too comfortable means that you see it as an inconvenience. Another dangerous area has to do with entertaining ungodly things and ungodly people. It's a dangerous thing to expose yourself to the ungodly, whether it's through friendship, thought, deed, however, it's dangerous. You open yourself up physically or in your mind or in your heart when you entertain things or people who don't fear the Lord. Now, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with showing an unbeliever love. There's nothing wrong with demonstrating the love of Christ to people who have fallen away from the faith. Jesus did it. However, there's a thin line between being a witness and being a partaker. Here's what the Bible says regarding this. Don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? That's 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Or what about 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33? Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Or Psalm chapter 1, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. Now, do you see what I mean? It is a thin line between being a witness and a partaker. You can love them, but don't entertain them. Jesus was able to witness to the ungodly and befriend them without falling into ungodliness himself. We as human followers of Christ actually face a danger when we entertain too much ungodliness. There's a sinful nature in our flesh, and if you entertain ungodly things, you'll soon find them to have a strong appeal if you're not careful. You really do begin to act like the people you hang around most. You really do start to think similar to the minds around you if you allow them to infiltrate your heart by letting your guard down. There's a reason why the age-old saying stands today, if you lie with dogs, you'll get fleas. This saying has stood the test of time because it's absolutely true. As a Christian, ungodly surroundings, worldly environments, and ungodly people, they can all influence you and sink your ship if you expose yourself too much. Strive to be immersed in the things of God. Be alert. Be constantly feeding yourself the Word of God so that you can be the influence when you find yourself around the ungodly things and people in this world. My third point of danger is pride. It's a dangerous thing to have pride in your heart. Pride is a deadly sin. It will absolutely take you out of the will of God and keep you there. God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. We're told to humble ourselves before the Lord so that He will lift us up in due time. It's in His timing that we excel. And that's for the best because He knows what we need. He knows to wait until you're seasoned with wisdom. He knows to wait until you're seasoned with a bit more of a prayerful spirit. God knows to wait until you face certain hardships and develop stronger faith. In His timing, when He sees fit, He will bless you. People who get to high places without going through the dark and tough places first, they often lack empathy and understanding and humility toward others. God is wise and He knows the journey you have to go through to prepare your heart for the high points of your life. Do not get caught up thinking too highly of yourself because God will humble you. Proverbs 16 verse 18 says that pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. You are actually setting yourself up for God to bring you down if you find yourself up on your own pedestal. You are nothing apart from the God who created you, and He wants you to acknowledge that in your heart. You really, truly have to make it a point to protect yourself against pride because it creeps in and takes a hold of you. When you feel like you're doing great things on your own, pride is easy to store up in your heart, so be vigilant. Ask the Lord to protect you from it, because this world can present you with countless reasons to be prideful. But at the end of the day, pride will kill your spiritual life, because it chokes out the need and desire for God in your life. So I encourage you to pray against this spirit. Be guarded against this spirit. The final point of danger I'd like to mention is being too busy for God. It's a dangerous thing to become so busy you cannot accommodate the Lord into your schedule. People these days seem to think that being ridiculously busy is somehow the way to be. It makes some people feel important. But there's no merit to just being busy for the sake of being busy. There's also nothing to gain spiritually if you're working all the time with no regard for your spiritual life. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? This mindset's a distraction to the Christian's walk with God. There's real danger in becoming too busy for God. Work, family, friends, hobbies, relationships, whatever life may bring. There are a world of distractions waiting for you in every corner of your mind. There are even people who can't even see they're distracted because the busy work is actually religious work. It's sad, but prevalent in Christians to get caught up in doing things for God while not spending any time with God. The personal relationship is actually being neglected while outwardly it looks like you're thriving because of religious acts of work. I know of many Christians that do God's work, but they're starving for spiritual food in their personal lives. God wants us to serve for His purposes, of course. But don't let anything, even religious work, be a distraction to your actual relationship with God. He wants your real heart, your whole heart, and He wants it sincerely. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Don't be distracted by the things of this world, or even by good things that are not God Himself. Let your life's work overflow from a heart of spiritual fullness where you walk with God, you talk with Him, you commune, and you fellowship with Him. I pray that each of these dangers are kept from your heart. I pray that you are mindful of any areas in your life that will potentially derail your walk with Christ. And may the Holy Spirit guide you always so that you can live your life abundantly in Jesus and with purpose. I have never really understood why things relating to evil have such mass appeal. Have you ever seen how popular entertainment relating to paranormal activity or events are? And I wonder, when people open their eyes and stare at a screen and they watch these things related to the occult, related to witchcraft and demons, do they know they're opening up a gateway in the spirit? You see, the devil is a master deceiver. He's cunning. He takes the tiniest bit of truth and wraps it all around in a lie. So a movie looks harmless. The music is harmless because no one really listens to the lyrics, right? It's all about the beat and the melody, right? Wrong. People unknowingly expose themselves to unclean spirits all in the name of entertainment. Let me give you this illustration. We have two gentlemen. Let's call gentleman number one Frank, and gentleman number two, the other one, Steve. Now, Frank, he loves to listen to Christian audiobooks. Everything from the history of the early church, the story of persecuted Christians in the Middle East, down to the biographies of notable Christian figures like Billy Graham and Charles Spurgeon. He spends hours upon hours listening to such audiobooks, and when he's not, he listens to gospel music as well as Christian-related podcasts. Now, Steve's an eclectic. He loves everything that catches his interest. And by everything, I mean anything from the latest horror movie at the cinema to documentaries about the occult. He also has a strong ear for secular music, rock and roll in particular. And when you spend time with these two gentlemen, It's clear that Frank's faith is strong and vibrant. Very clear. Because he's constantly listening to messages of encouragement. Messages that uplift his faith in God. But Steve, he's lukewarm. He's comfortable watching demonic entertainment. His fervency for God is non-existent. And that's because he's opened all the wrong doors. Now, if you're always looking at things related to ghosts, demons, and witchcraft, then don't you think you're giving the devil room? And be warned, if you give him an inch, he will take more than a mile. The devil will always take you further than you're willing to go. He will always keep you longer than you're willing to stay. And he'll always try and make you pay more than you are willing. Now, it's always interesting when you meet a believer who'll say that they have faith in the Lord. They believe in Jesus Christ. They believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. But when you mention demonic possession, when you attempt to talk about the reality of demonic influences in society and entertainment, there are some Christians who flat out refuse. One thing that you should be aware of in this life is that there is a physical world and there is a spiritual realm. And oftentimes, what happens in the spiritual realm is manifested in the physical realm. Think about it for just a moment. In the Bible, when the disciples failed to cast out a demon, Jesus told them that this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. In other words, you need to win the battle in the spiritual world first before you can win it in the physical world. Praying and fasting are spiritual matters that can bring tangible results in the physical world. And so with this understanding, I want you to know that a lot of the time when we're facing unexplainable difficulties or what appears to be an abnormal trial, we are in fact being attacked in the spirit. And I want you to also know that people can be possessed by demons, people can be oppressed by demons, people can even operate and function under the influence of demons. In fact, demons are cunning. They can have complete control over one aspect of a person's life. That's why you'll find people who you thought you knew well. They'll come out with the most horrific scandals and commit unspeakable acts. They have what I like to call hidden demons. These are the clever demons. They don't really show themselves out in the open, but operate only behind closed doors in darkness and secrecy. Now, let's talk about a few things you should look out for when it comes to recognizing demonic activity. These are key things that can help you recognize whether someone is under demonic influence. One of the clearest signs of demonic activity is when someone has a supernatural ability concerning the future. Demons are the driving force behind divination and fortune telling.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one.
with a top lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Say big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Divination is a practice of seeking knowledge of the future or the unknown by supernatural means. So how do we know that demons give such an ability? Well, in Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas encounter a girl who was possessed by a spirit of divination. This girl could foretell the future, and the Bible says in Acts 16, verse 16 to 18, as we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain by fortune telling. She followed Paul and us, crying out, "These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation." And this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. This girl had a demonic spirit that gave her the ability to foretell the future and discover hidden knowledge, and that spirit had to be cast out. So be warned. Do not ever get involved with anyone who has this type of demonic influence. As children of God, we're not to consult or involve ourselves with soothsayers, fortune tellers, palm readers, or even astrologers. Deuteronomy 18, verse 10 explicitly states, "There shall not be found among you anyone who burns his son or his daughter as an offering, anyone who practices divination or tells fortunes or interprets omens or a sorcerer." Now, the second sign you could look out for when identifying if someone is operating under a demonic spirit is when that person is volatile and uncontrollable. This is when you see someone who's demon-possessed. They'll be often uncontrollable, volatile, appear to have supernatural strength, needing multiple people to restrain them. Mark chapter 5, verse 2 to 4 says, "And when Jesus had stepped out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. He lived among the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been bound with shackles and chains. But he wrenched the chains apart, and he broke the shackles in pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him." Note how the Bible says, "No one could bind him." No one could bind him. Chains, nothing. He had often been bound with shackles and chains, and he tore apart the chains and broke the shackles into pieces, and no one was strong enough to subdue and tame him. This volatile and uncontrollable behavior is a clear sign of demonic influence. This behavior is completely the opposite to what the Word of God teaches. God's Word teaches us to be slow to anger. God's Word teaches us to have self-control. God's Word tells us to be full of love and peace. But when demons enter, they have but one objective, and that objective is to wreak havoc. Now, the third sign you should be aware of to recognize demonic influence is when someone claims to have hidden, secret spiritual knowledge or teachings. To explain it another way, be careful of people who claim to have some type of knowledge inspired by a spiritual entity. When you listen to people like this, you're in dangerous territory because this is the realm of false teachings and false doctrines. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons." People often make the mistake, thinking that demon possession means violence and strange noises. But let me tell you, demonic possession can be subtle. It can be undercover. Just like the devil masquerades as an angel of light, a person under the influence of evil can be disguised as an angel of light. Or they can come to you under a false pretense, but yet be a wolf in sheep's clothing. You need to be prayerful and filled with the Holy Spirit so that you can be discerning. People who are possessed by demons will teach false doctrines. They will never speak of the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. They will never speak, preach, or teach about the gospel of repentance. The Bible explicitly tells us not to believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. As Christian men and women of God, we are to be discerning hearers, discerning observers, and discerning readers of all messages. You can only test the spirits when you know the Word of God, when you know the Holy Spirit. That way, you'll be able to discern that which is true and that which is false. So I encourage you to be diligent and seek to know the Lord and His ways so that you will never be deceived. Let the Word of God be a lamp and a light to your path.
As you grow and mature as a Christian, there will come a time when you have to increase in your knowledge. The Bible says, "My people perish because of what? A lack of knowledge." A lack of knowledge is a dangerous thing. And here's why it's so dangerous. It's dangerous because it means you are in a fight with no weapons, with no vision. The Christian life, to be put plainly, is a fight. That's just what it is. That's why we're told to fight the good fight. That's why we are told that we wrestle against principalities. That's why the Bible says, "He who endures to the end, he who perseveres or stands firm to the end shall be saved." Reading between the lines, this all tells me that when I choose to follow Christ, I am enlisting in His army. I'm signing up to fight. So how can you be in a fight with a lack of knowledge about your enemy? How can you be in a battle with a lack of knowledge about your tools and the resources you have to defend yourself? A lack of knowledge is what unfortunately destroys too many Christians. And so, on that topic, I would like to expose a few things about the enemy. Your enemy. I want you to know who you're fighting. But more importantly, I pray that this message will stir up your spirit and rile you up for battle. And as I begin, keep this thought in the back of your mind. As a child of God, you're fighting from a position of victory. You're not fighting for victory, but from a position of victory, because the battle was already won by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, there are hierarchies in the kingdom of darkness. In the Amplified Translation from Matthew 12, verse 26, the Bible reads, "If Satan casts out Satan, that is, his demons, he has become divided against himself and disunited. How then will his kingdom stand?" So from this verse, we understand that the devil has a kingdom, which is the kingdom of darkness. This kingdom of his is somewhat unified in its opposition to the kingdom of God. And finally, in the kingdom of darkness, as in any kingdom, there is a pillar of power. There's a chain of command. There are ranks in a kingdom. Here's how we can piece together the fact that there are hierarchies in the demonic realm. Ephesians 6, verse 12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." This is a list of spiritual enemies, principalities, rulers of darkness, spiritual hosts of wickedness. However you interpret this verse, The indication is certainly that there seems to be a ranked order in the kingdom of darkness. There will be a top level of evil spiritual forces below the devil, and I believe these to be principalities. If you remember the story of Daniel, he prayed and prayed for 21 days, and when the angel finally came to deliver his answer, Daniel chapter 10, verse 12 and 13 says, "Then he said to me, 'Don't be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard. I have come because of your words. However, the prince of the kingdom of Persia resisted me for 21 days. But behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I had been detained there with the kings of Persia.'" The prince of the kingdom of Persia. This wasn't your regular foot soldier. This was a principality that was blocking Daniel's prayer. It wasn't your regular demon, but it was a principality that was strong enough to need the archangel Michael to come in and intervene. This was a higher ranking evil power. Now, despite these ranks in the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of God naturally has its own order of things. Our God is a God of order, and He has an innumerable number of angels available to do His bidding. Some angels are created simply to worship. Others are messengers. But thank God that we have warring angels available to us. The angel who delivered an answer to Daniel said, "The prince of the kingdom of Persia resisted me for 21 days. But behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I had been detained there with the kings of Persia." Although the prince of Persia attempted to stop the angel from delivering Daniel's prayer, it was still no match for Michael, the archangel. And so the prince of Persia is obviously a high-ranking territorial spirit. This is very different from the type of demons found elsewhere in the Bible, demons which cause sickness or illness. Luke chapter 8, verse 1 and 2 says, "Soon afterward he went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out." The Bible says, women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, meaning there exists a kind of demon that brings sickness and disease. So how are we to interpret all of this and understand it in our own Christian lives? Well, firstly, we ought to know that there are ranks in the kingdom of darkness. The stronger we get in faith, the stronger the opposition. But when you have knowledge, you know that Jesus Christ outranks every demon, every principality, every ruler of darkness, including the devil. Jesus Christ outranks them all. Without knowledge, you will perish according to the Bible. You will perish because you will become fearful. And fear really only enters because you have taken Jesus Christ out of the equation. Of course, you'll become fearful at the thought of fighting evil principalities on your own. Of course, you'll be fearful at the thought of fighting demons on your own. But when you have knowledge, you will not fear. When you have knowledge, you will not perish. When you have the knowledge that Jesus Christ holds absolute power over all things, then you will not perish. When you have the knowledge that Christ outranks the highest ranking member of the kingdom of darkness, then you eliminate fear. This is why it's so important to know God's word, because the Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 19, "You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble." Even the demons tremble when you get God involved. You shouldn't be moved to fear or worry because of the kingdom of darkness. The Bible says in Luke 10, verse 17, "Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.'" Just the name of Jesus Christ alone holds enough power to defeat the devil. His name alone carries power. So I encourage you to fight from a place where you know that you can call on the Son of God, the one who has the highest rank above all. Live with freedom and boldness. Yes, you may have to fight a demon at some point. You may have to fight a ruler of wickedness at some point. But if God is for us, who can be against us? Even the devil himself is a defeated foe. I would like to end with a few fighting words. A verse that you should know as you fight this good fight of faith. Luke 10, verse 19 says, "Listen carefully. I have given you authority that you now possess to tread on serpents and scorpions, and the ability to exercise authority over all the power of the enemy, Satan, and nothing will in any way harm you." We have authority through the name of Jesus Christ. We have authority through the blood of Jesus. Through faith, this authority is what we need to exercise. And that is the kind of knowledge we ought to have. The gates of hell cannot prevail. They will not prevail because we have knowledge. We have the knowledge of the authority we're given by Christ. We know that we are empowered by the Holy Spirit to overcome the devil. We know that God has angels encamped all around us. There is a divine perimeter protecting you and me as children of God. In closing, should you find yourself under attack at any point in your life, remember Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 12, which says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places."
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.